Tantor Audio presents Lost and Found by John Glatt, narrated by Randy Kay. Prologue. June 1991. Philip and Nancy Garrido had spent months preparing. Behind the white picket fence that surrounded the middle-aged couple's three-bedroom cinderblock home, less than an hour's drive from San Francisco, there was anticipation and excitement. Always obsessive, Philip had worked hard on his most ambitious project to date. He had divided the acre of land behind his house into two parts, creating a backyard within a backyard. At the front, he had planted shrubbery, trees, and built an 8-foot fence to conceal the rear half from his neighbors. This he had transformed into a kind of concentration camp, installing an escape-proof shed. The one-time rock musician had carefully soundproofed it with foam insulation to muffle any sounds. Alongside it, he'd constructed a primitive outhouse and shower, laying green, high-voltage electricity cables all the way from his house for power. It was in this shed that the Garridos would hold their captive, for they intended to kidnap a young girl to act as both their sex slave and the bearer of their children. This wouldn't be the first time the 6-foot-4-inch Philip Garrido had snatched an innocent young girl off the streets to satisfy his uncontrollable appetite for sex, but 15 years earlier in Reno, Nevada, it had ended badly. High on LSD, he'd been raping and sodomizing his unfortunate victim for 5 hours when a